Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, here we are in the thick of it, the big May snowstorm. And it's wet. It's slushy. It's slick. It's what?
It's out there. It happened.
It's out there, girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, it's a thing. So whatever. Just get through it. I'm seeing 90, check that, 81 degrees on Monday. So this will all be nothing but a distant memory in a few days. And you'll hear the sounds of chainsaws everywhere.
I know. Those trees, like, it's funny driving in, they look sleepy.
They
right?
do look they sleepy. Look like, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, like, I was very shocked by the trees, if anything. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was going to be a little worse, but it's because they hyped us up for it, right?
They
like,
did.
This could hit the record books. Worst storm of the year. Like, and again, like, over in the southern part of the mountains, over in the foothills, I heard you got a little more than we did
we
down
got a
in
lot.
Lone Tree. I mean, so it's like, depending on where you're at, you could have been hit a little bit more than I was. But I just, I walked outside expecting.
The big thing was, to be walking by.
Well,
it was hot, right, Josh?
Yeah.
It's been hot. So they pounded that into us yesterday because I watched multiple weather videos from, mostly a lot of Dave Frazier. Dave Frazier, how you doing? He's like, you're going to get 12 inches down south. He's like, but cut it in half because half of it is going to melt. So you're going to see 6 inches maybe. But, you know, leaving the house today, one of our favorite trees out in the front yard, I could tell there's like 4 or 5 giant limbs snapped off of it. So I'll be out there cleaning that up. And, of course, everybody got the calls last night for no school, which my kids were incredibly excited about. They were doing snow dances last night with their friends. They were on various FaceTime calls with them, trying to, put out the good snow juju or whatever you want to call it so school would be closed. They were doing the whole thing where they put ice in the toilet and flushed it because that's supposed to bring snow luck.
Is it?
Yeah. So they were doing that.
I missed that one.
I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah. And then they got the call and boom, I heard my son up last night around midnight on Minecraft with a bunch of his buddies. So I was like, yep, must have no school today. I was also hearing that, a lot of the schools, they bank these days. They have them ready, set aside for snow days.
Yeah.
And they didn't get to use them this year. So they're like, any chance now to get a day off? Hey, we got to use one of our snow days.
Let's take it.
They got them. They got them in the bank.
Because we know there's a lot of times in Colorado they use too many.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But the road's not too bad. I literally was the only one rolling in on C-470 this morning at like 4 a.m. because I thought it was going to be really bad. I was early. And I wrote my wife when I got here, and I'll read you what it says because she just wrote back, how poetic. I go, it was actually a very beautiful drive. I was the only one on C-470 for most of the drive, and the way the clouds were hanging really low, tucked against the foothills, with the light of the city bouncing off them, it was actually pretty magical.
Oh, gosh.
And it truly was one of those moments where I was trying to make this like a glass half full moment, because as I was driving in on 470 with nobody else on the road, because that commute sucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
For all of us who have to get up that early, I was thinking, you know what? It's actually quite special. I get to see this because a lot of people are still tucked away in bed and they're never going to see the way this looks. And I'm telling you guys, the way the clouds were hugging the foothills and the colors and then, off to, the north or whatever, the east. I mean, it was ominous looking, and then you could see the city bouncing off the bottom of the clouds. It was really, really beautiful.
That
it was really pretty.
I'm sure they still appreciate being snuggled in their beds.
Yeah.
But that
they're
pretty.
A bunch of lazy bums. I did post a video this morning. I said, enjoy your snow day, kids, because real life is going to come slap you in the face.
Yeah.
Or you got to get up and go to work.
And you just have to
don't grow
out.
Up.
You have to figure out how to get there. Like, if I called you guys this morning and said, I'm sorry, the snow has prohibited me from getting into work today, you would have been so mad at me.
No, you're close to the station. I would have rolled in and be like, hey, I'll be in a few minutes to pick you up.
But I'm just saying, like, as an adult, you've got to figure it out. You don't get snow days for work rarely. So you're right. Like, enjoy it while you can, kids, because that's a kid thing for sure.
Don't grow up. It's a trap. Yeah. It is definitely a trap. I think I saw something like 17,000 people without power this morning. And then the freeze tonight. So we're not out of it yet. It's going to be a freeze tonight. So keep everything covered still, and tomorrow morning might be a little slicker, so be careful out there. And then one final thing. Stop posting pictures of your patio furniture with the snow on it.
I know.
Do me a solid. Stop it.
So funny.
Nobody needs to see that, all right? Thanks.